Welcome, welcome, welcome. 5:48 on a Saturday night. 5:48 on a Saturday night, giving you another podcast, another TikTok live. I'm streaming this both on TikTok as well as on iHeartRadio, Google Chromecast, Spotify, all over, folks, all over. And today is the night before Christmas Eve, or, you know, holiday Eve, I guess, you know. I don't celebrate. It's just Saturday, so I'm doing another show. I try to give these shows every Saturday. I don't have anything on the agenda today. So, callers are welcome. Streamers are welcome. You can always message me at any given time. I may pause periodically throughout the show as I am taking calls as well as checking in guests. This is my world, folks, and this is what we're doing today. I'm taping this while we're at work. Hopefully you'll check me out on all of my streams. I'm on Facebook. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Linktree. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook Live. I'm on all those platforms, folks. Today is the day. This is December the 23rd. It is now 5:49 p.m. And welcome. If anybody want to join this podcast, if anybody want to join this live, can at any time, but you will be on the air. You will be live on the air. We talk about whatever you like to talk about. Even we can even talk about this. What is that? You all know what that is, but it is what it is. Welcome, Miss Chur Shang. What a name. Beam Fatara. What's up? I know most of the people going to come in this room, they're not going to say a dang thing, not even a hi, how you doing. I don't care. Like I tell people in my podcast or on my live, do what you will. Do what thou wilt. Now, here's some things that is going on. Oh, one moment, please. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn. How may I help you? Thank you for calling Holiday Inn. How may I help you? If you can't figure out why you called in 2 seconds, miss me. Catch me again. Catch me again on the flip side. Because time is money, folks. I mean, you dialing a number, you know somebody going to answer the phone. State your business. State why you're calling. And we get this show on the road. We can get this show on the road. On the road, folks. I'm going to give you some top stories. It's a lot of stuff going on out in the world today. Out in the world every day, to tell you the truth, every day it is a lot of stuff going on. I'm just going to give you 5 to 7 top stories. You heard? This is all around the world. It says that Robin Williams' wife shares the reason why Robin Williams committed suicide. Years ago, I would say about 10 years ago, Robin Williams committed suicide. Funny guy, one of the best comedians in America. He passed away due to suicide. And suicide is really on the rise in all communities. It don't matter what community you're in, suicide is on the rise. Unaliving yourself is on the rise. And really, what I'm here to tell you is you still have hope. Absolutely. I mean, the moment that you feel that you're at your wit's end, you know, because, man, there's a lot of moments during the day that you feel, or I feel, that I'm at my wit's end. I just can't take it anymore. I want to die. Now, I know they may ban me on TikTok for saying that, but this is the reality. This is what's going on. And this is for educational purposes only. Now, I am not afraid or going to shy back the fact that death comes for all of us. And we can either speed up that time or we can slow it down. You see what I'm saying? And that's why suicide is on the rise. Because people are coming to the understanding that they are in control of their lives. And they can stop this nonsense at any given time. So that's where people are at in December the 23rd, 2023. A lot of people are just at their wit's end, and suicide is on the rise. But what I have to say to you today is, don't fret. Don't be in your head like that. Get out of your head and get in to someone's heart, basically. Get in, get love, get all of your needs met, because when you feel like you don't have what you need to live, like a support system, you don't feel like you have a family, you don't feel like you have friends, you don't even feel like you have the Almighty. All I would say is, you do. Now, I want to just let that hang in the air, because you do is true. You do. You do have somebody. You're not the only one. A lot of people get into the mindset and get into the mania, it's a mental mania that's going on, that you are the only one experiencing depression and suicidal thoughts. You're not. Because suicidal thoughts run across a lot of people's minds all day long, every day. And this is why mental health is very, very important. You got to get your head shrunk, because you could be inside your head all day and all night and still not find or think your way through to an answer. And that's just because you're on that cycle. It's just that cycle. You got to get out of that cycle of going around in circles and go on a purpose, an actual journey with your mind to discover yourself in new and unfound ways. Well, enough about that. That was just on the top news story that the wife of Robin Williams disclosed the reason why Robin Williams committed suicide. Next on the topic is, let's see here. This is a topic that says, don't buy ground beef from Walmart. Now, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Now, let me tell you, since all these things are connected, you know what I'm saying? Walmart, Amazon, TikTok. This is how this goes. So if I start speaking ill of Walmart, TikTok going to say, ah, that's a little bit offensive. Walmart going to feel a hot ass for it. I don't care. I say what I want. I do what I want. I haven't bought or purchased any beef from Walmart in 3 to 4 years. I mean, I'm off of beef. I mean, I used to eat beef like all the time on a regular basis, like every week. That is not good for my body. So I had to get off of that joint. And it was hard work because on the real, I know that the gases that they pump into that beef has some effects of codependency. And therefore, getting off of meat is like getting off of cocaine. Seriously, your stomach be like, where's the meat? Your stomach be seriously like, where's the meat? And it knows when you put in some bullshit that's not meat. Oh yeah, it knows. So I just stopped buying beef. And I'm dang near ready to stop buying chicken altogether because, man, let me tell you, if the chickens aren't healthy, the people who are eating the chickens are not healthy. Let me tell you why. You are what you eat. If we sit down and consume listless, out of shape, caged, hormone-filled, saltwater-filled, sardine-type chickens, and we eat that, we're going to just be the same way as the chickens. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be the same ways as the chicken. And why do all that? You ever see, a lot of us eat chickens, but we have not ever seen or taken care of a chicken in real life. Because if you take care of a chicken in real life, you will see that a chicken is not a very clean animal. And they are very skittish creatures. Now, look, you can scare a chicken to death. Like, I have scared, like, literally scared the crap out of some chicken. And the next day, they died. Chicken was scared to death. I kid you not. I came out of the room, I said, rah! The chicken turned around, and went over in the room and started huddling and shaking. And in 24 hours, that mofo was dead. There's some scary creatures, I tell you. Real skittish. And if you're trying to catch one, to give one of them a bath, the rest of them are running, you can scare the other one so bad that they will die. I was like, yo, why we got to get so many chickens? Because they're so scared. I'm like, yo, that's where you get chicken shit from. All right, how y'all doing?
Good, thanks.
What's up, James Haddon and Ralph Dillard? All right, Abraham. But yeah, chickens are very skittish. And people can eat enough chickens to where we would be real chicken. I hope y'all see that. I hope y'all see that. Because if we are what we eat, then we could be real chicken. You see what I'm saying? It may not be the land of the free and the home of the brave. It could be the land of the free and the home of the chicken. You see what I'm saying? Maybe our national bird shouldn't be the eagle. Maybe it should be the chicken. Maybe it should just be just me talking shit. Maybe it should be the chicken. Because a lot of us are real chicken. I'm just saying it like it is, you know. They come in the people room. They don't say hi. That's chicken shit right there. That's all chicken shit. How you not say hi when you come across somebody's live? You greet a person when you walk by. You know who don't greet people when they walk by? Chickens. Chickens run the other way immediately. They go the other way. On with the latest news. It says Biden pardons marijuana use nationwide. nationwide, he pardons it. He need to pardon all the people that he locked up for the past 45 years as well. If you're going to pardon it now, and all the people he done locked up for the last 45 years for weed, is a slap in the face to people he done locked up for the past 40 years on that crime bill. That crime bill sent a lot of brothers to jail, a lot of sisters to jail. It's still sending a lot of people to jail. Should I just get out of jail? All I'm saying is that crime bill is a disaster. And it was a bill. It cost a lot. It says, here's the average Social Security benefits at the age of 62, then the age of 67, and then 70. I'm not going to go into that. Who cares about Social Security? Social Security is bullshit. It barely exists. The Social Security fund is depleted. Instead of giving money to Ukraine, we should be giving money to the Social Security benefits. But, nah, that's just me thinking. If you're going to give people money to blow up somebody else, but not give the money to the social systems that we got here. We got a lot of social systems here. A lot of social systems. Why can't $868 billion be fed into Social Security? Why didn't that make it out of bill? It's a real bill. It's a real bill right there. I mean, if you want to give money to Ukraine, you want to give money to Africa, you're going to give money to Gaza, Israel, you're going to give money to Jerusalem, you're going to give money to Greenland, you're going to give money to Chile, you're going to give money to all over the world, you're giving money. Mind you, we just printing it up. So if you're going to give money to all those people, right, and you're just giving it out. I mean, you just print it up and you give it out. And then you got all sorts of services that are running out of funds. Right now, in New York City, they got a population problem right now with all the migrants coming up from Texas and whatnot on through up to the northern parts of the states. They say they are overwhelmed. They don't even have room to put these people who are traveling, basically trying to get to America, into homeless shelters and whatnot. They got them now in basically old school buildings. And school buildings are overloaded with people coming out of the woodwork, basically. I don't understand why an emergency bill isn't drafted up to fund more homeless shelters. Now, I don't mean just fund them. I mean fund them to where they can build more shelters. Or fund them to the point to where even you're building the shelters. Why wouldn't you not build more houses when you got all this empty space? Because people are up to no good. That's why. This is an Alabama woman with two wombs gives birth to two girls on separate days. Now, I read that right. This is an Alabama woman with two wombs, not one womb, but two wombs. Now, this is not having twins. This is you got one womb, and beside that you got another womb. And they probably both have independent amniotic fluids and innards. And she gave birth to two babies, two different days. That's what's going on these days. that is what's going on these days. It says in NASA, Mars helicopter finds an otherworldly wreckage on the surface of the red planet. Of course it's going to be otherworldly. It's on another world. So of course they're going to find otherworldly wreckage on the surface of another world, like Mars. You see what I'm saying? They are on another world altogether. So seeing otherworldly stuff is no big thing. What they should do is document themselves. Because if they are now on another world, then you let that world know that you've been there. You say, Saul was here. That's what you say. You say, Saul was here. That's right. You tag it. S-W-H. Saul was here. Mr. Negus. That's right. You can also catch me out at SNJackson025 as well. One moment. I get that feeling. Sassy nasty, huh? Wow. Come on, sisters. Gotta do better than sassy nasty. So, let's see, where was I? I was on the latest stories, which is really mediocre. But on another side note, I went to the Goodfeet store and I got these Goodfeet insoles. Now, it's time for me to take them out now, so I'm going to show you what they look like. So they look like this, folks. I don't know. Oh, you can barely see it. Maybe. Oh, with the green screen, makes it difficult. Well, it looks like that. Oh, you can see it right there. If I keep it right there, you can see it. It looks like that. Boom. And this is an arch support here. And it's pretty sturdy. Pretty sturdy. It just gives me arch because I don't have no arch, by the way. Now I've been hearing about the Goodfeet store for some time, you know, the years. Oh, years I've been hearing about these Goodfeet arch supports. And I went down there and finally got some. And it works pretty good. I already feel the relief in my back. And let me tell you, this back was hurting, like, so bad. But I got these, the Goodfeet. I went down there, did the whole shebang. You know, had the assessment, you know. They try out, they ask you some questions, they come up with some arch support. They test your feet. They put it down on this little thing that give you a good impression. And then it comes up and it recommends these insole insteps here that basically provide the arch support that you need to walk balanced on the ground. And this is it here. I just put these in my shoe and boom. It's the best ever. Let me tell you, this is better than the Dr. Scholl's ones. Cause I got no arch support. As you can see, this is a huge lift. This lift is, this is not a baby lift right here. I got the maximum lift cause my feet is maximum archless. So I had to get the top. And how they do it is it's a gradual thing. So you get the maximum arch first and you lower them down in progression. And then it molds your feet, basically. I think they are absolutely great. Because, check it. Before I have this sciatic nerve pain, and they'd be like right back here, like, ugh. And that bad boy be, whoo, that bad boy be tough. And I be wanting to maybe scream and cry most of the time. But I can't. It don't do no good. It only works myself up even more. So I had to do something about that. I went out to the Goodfeet store and I got me some good insoles. But I was getting Dr. Scholl's. And the Dr. Scholl's, insoles, they just went bad easy, you know, within a few weeks, maybe like 2 months. They wasn't as supportive as they was, but with this one here, since it's made with the arch in it, and so it's not going to go down over time, it's going to keep that pronounced arch, which is basically a good ass foot massage, really, because, man, like when I take it off now, because it has been on, I can feel how the arch has made my calf, different calf muscles activate, you know, like sometimes when it's atrophy in the muscles, they ache when there's atrophy in them. So, and when they don't work, they just be aching to work. And sometimes when you got flat feet, you can't work that part of the muscle that you need because you're not getting the ground support on your feet to access that muscle. And that's what good footing does. Like, you can work out, but if your feet is flat, you're not accessing the muscle groups you need in the legs. You know what I mean? You know, I got this Planet Fitness membership, and it's all right because it allows me to access those muscles while I got the arch support in there, right? And then I can take the arch support out of there, right? And then it'll make the workout for that muscle group much better, you know, because it was accessing that muscle when it had the proper arch. But yeah, whoo. You can tell it feels really good. My back doesn't really hurt, and you can see, I could actually feel the parts where it was adjusting my improper alignment. You know, sometimes when you get aligned and it's improper, you can feel how improper your alignment is, right? Then when it starts to get proper, you can feel the shift back to a proper alignment, you know? And that's what it was feeling like. It was feeling like, oh yeah, I'm getting the transition back to the proper alignment from the bottom up. It says people are walking around with $1 bills and that is worth $1,000. Now, look, I don't believe everything I see or read because I got a lot of dollar bills. But I'm sure these mofos know that I'm not walking around with $1 bill that's worth $1,000. That's malarkey. And I'm not going to go around looking at every dollar bill to find this $1 bill that's worth $1,000. The heck am I not? I'm not doing that. That's what you call a wild goose chase. I ain't no goose. It says a woman finds her husband's body while getting the Christmas decorations from the closet. I see. I see. This is unemployed dad with face tattoos reject 45 job offers after desperate work plea. So he turned down 45 offers. This is unemployed dad with face tattoos rejects 45 job offers. After he pleads to get work, he turned down 45 job offers. That makes sense. He's white. Privilege will make you do that. I'm just telling you facts. Privilege will make you do stuff, crazy stuff like that. Like, I mean, 45 people hired him, and 45 orientations he did not take. I can see that. I can see that indeed. And mind you, you got tattoos all over his face. Like, who wants to have him as the face of any business? Basically, he's just going to be working in the back. He's going to be working in the back. Basically. You keep his butt in the back. Keep him on that line. Keep him moving that equipment. That's about it. This is a 9-year-old boy decapitated in horror crash leave doctor surprised that he survived. Makes sense. Little boy get his head cut off and he lives. This is the type of world we're living in, folks. Death has been swallowed up in victory. It says Melissa McCartney has lost a whopping 75 pounds through good old diet and exercise. I bet she did. I bet she did. Melissa McCarthy is funny as crap. With all that hard work and exercise, oh my goodness. She's been looking good ever since. I think there was a specific movie I saw it in. And I was like, dang, she losing weight. I said, Melissa McCarthy not as big as she used to be. Yeah. And she probably weighed less than 200 pounds now, Melissa McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Been doing the dang thing. And she was never really that, like, out there about her weight. She was just, you know, do what she had to do. You know, she never really said, oh, I can't do this because I'm fat or whatever, blase, blase. She was still doing moves and damn near doing her own stunts. And I was like, that's what's up. Melissa McCartney is some funny shit. I remember Melissa McCartney in that movie, Tammy. Oh my God, that has got to be Tammy and that other one, Identity Theft. But Tammy, that movie though, whoa. That shit was hilarious. I got a sister that passed away that's named Tammy. And let me tell you, she act just like Tammy would. My sister Tammy would in that freaking movie. Just wild. Can't believe she robbed a fast food store with just a bag over her head. That was funny shit. And the stuff she was saying in that movie was wild. Fucking wild. Wild shit. It says Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin legally changes his name and is now absolutely a different name. I'm not even going to give you his real name or what name he's going by. But I guess he wanna change his name from Macaulay Culkin to something else. It says Netflix fans go wild as huge blockbuster film finally lands. I even got another Netflix account because I wanted to see a movie on there. I saw it was good. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. But they having some buffing issues now. I'm like, yo, every time I want to load up a movie, they acting like they can't load up the damn thing. It's like everything takes a long time on Netflix. They need to pick up the pace. I don't pay that kind of money for no slow bandwidth. Especially if we got all these high G internet, I shouldn't have to wait this long. All my shit should be loading up well faster than 2013. The heck? It seems like this 5G ain't no faster than 3. How you doing, miss? I'm doing all right. It says a McDonald's restaurant in Ohio was ordered to close after a customer said that they found a crack pipe. A crack pipe next to his hash browns. Let me tell you, yo, this is some funny shit because I know how this shit can happen. Let's say, and this is how this is going to play out. Let me read the story to you again. It says, a McDonald's restaurant in Ohio was ordered to close after a customer said she found a crack pipe next to her hash browns and muffin. Basically, the dude just got off a break. He just finished his crack hit. He put his pipe in his top pocket right here. He didn't think nothing of it. I got to get back to the freaking grill. He grilling. Boom, 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 boom. Then he put it, he dumping his stuff there. When he going, getting some bags, his crack pipe just falls out of his pocket into whatever he packing. He didn't notice his crack pipe fell out of his pocket, and neither did nobody else. So therefore, now he has a crack pipe right beside his hash browns in the same slot. Hopefully he's the type of individual, the customer's the type of individual that pull out their hash brown before they take a bite. Thank you for calling Holiday Express. How may I help you? 5:30, one moment. All I gotta say to that is, pay attention to your crack pipes. That's all I would say to that. Pay attention to your pipes. Because on the real, you shouldn't have none of your pipes in your pockets on the work shirt anyway. Thank you for calling Holiday Express. How may I help you? All right, one moment. He wanted to be transferred again to 5:30. But yeah. Found a crack pipe. Crack pipe is being put in people's shit now. Watch your food, people. I try not to order from McDonald's. Never know what you're going to get. Never know what you're going to get. The world is crazy. It says the missing Malaysia flight, MH370, breakthrough was as Australian fisherman makes a discovery. Well, that's good that they're discovering something about that missing plane. I was okay with it disappearing into the ether. Stuff happens. You know what I mean? It's just like that show that came on Hulu or Netflix. Manifest, you know that? Anybody seen that show? Anybody seen that show? Manifest? Yeah, you have? All right. Great show. It's about this plane that disappears and reappears 5 years later with everybody still alive and the people who are still alive, they don't know where they've been. For the last 5 years, they didn't even know they were gone. They think they were still on the plane. Time must have paused. Which is an interesting parallel to another parallel universe. So they went to basically where there is no time. There's no time in this space as well. It's only how we relate to the time. It's how we relate to the time because time is relative. Now you can make it your relative or you cannot. That's the thing about time. You can make time your relative or you cannot make time your relative. And that's how you relate to it. You can be like, I disassociate with time altogether. You see what I'm saying? Then time don't exist. Because it's just a figment of your own imagination. I mean, the only thing that's telling you really what time it is the clocks that's in front of you. But if you go off of your eternal clock, then you will definitely see that time is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that. You'll definitely see that. How you doing? All right, all right. This is a 2-year-old girl from Florida finally has a Batman birthmark removed as a pioneered new surgery. She had a birthmark in the shape of a Batman face mask. I don't know if she could be the real Batgirl or what. You know, but hey, she had it removed, so not no more. What's that there? You need an ink pen. There you go. All right now. It says, an ex-employee of McDonald's says you can buy the chicken nuggets, McDonald's chicken nuggets at the grocery store. I don't see why anybody would want to do that. The McDonald's chicken nuggets are nasty, and it is not meat at all. Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn. How may I help you? Hi. Hi. They never call me. No, I didn't. I didn't try to reset it at all. I figured I'd leave well enough alone. I have one computer that's working, so not the one. The first one is working. The one next to the market is working, but the key maker don't work on this one. And the second one is working, but the card reader is not working. This one. And I don't know it. No. No worries. But I just been using what I got, and I just need well enough alone. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right. It is now 6:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are live with Better Not Call Saul. And you better not call me, because I will tell you where to go. And it may not be to a place that you may think. So enough with the news, because that was done. And you can only get so news oriented. The news is impregnating people with the wrong sensibilities. It's a sense of fear mongering and a way of controlling people through fear. But what I'm here to tell you is fear not. Don't even fear. Why do that? I know you don't have to live your life in ignorance, but why fear? You gotta do what you gotta do. When the day is over, which is now, the day is done, and you have already done what you had to do. Because you is done. It is now 6:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is TGIS. TGIS, folks. Thank God it's Saturday. TGIS. That's all it's about. This is crazy. People put some crazy pictures on Facebook. I'm looking through Facebook right now, and all day long, it was just one inappropriate picture that's up there. And it's very inappropriate. It is highly suggestive and very inappropriate. And it wasn't from who I thought it would be. That way, it would be tolerable. That way it'll be tolerable. You see, what makes it tolerable, intolerable, where it is something I don't expect to see. Like, for instance, like, this is what the picture, I'm going to describe the picture. It was a dude. He's sitting there, and I don't know, it's not tidy whities, but it's some colorful underwear. And he's laying on the bed. He's just laying there, sitting back with his legs open. I'm like, oh, that's not very nice. But if it was the other way around, it would have been nice. So I see what he's trying to do, which is crazy. You know, I guess females can do those type of poses all the time. The only thing he did was the same type of pose females be doing. And he was just a dude. Look, I'm not going to get up on nobody Facebook or nobody screen or camera and just be posing in my underwear like that. It's just not for me. I mean, if people do it, obviously. I just don't want it to come across my screen. But he was obviously on my screen, and he was just doing what the next girl would do on my screen. Like, yo, young, they let anybody put pictures on Facebook of anything now. Usually, 15 years ago, you couldn't even find a compromising picture on Facebook because it was a network for people who have graduated college and are doing stuff with their lives. But now you can find the college people doing stuff with their lives on there, and now their side hustle is selling pictures and content. And their content is sexually suggestive. Sexually suggestive content. Everybody's doing it. They say that sex sells. Let me tell you. I haven't seen any of that. If I line up some product, I think I could do that. I think I'm going to start doing that. Gather some suggested pictures and just put product in it. Just throw products in it. You like, you buy. You like, you buy. Simple. That's it. You like, you buy. This picture, dog treats, you like, you buy. Simple. oils, body rubs you like, you buy. I'm going to have to stop the recording on this because this is at max right here. And I'm signing off on this one. I may do another hour, but who knows? Nope. I got to charge this up. Good night, folks.